we focused on accessibility of the data, and that really means being able to look into individual investments. In the prior versions, you were able to see sort of the major investments across the federal government, but weren't able to dive in and see what are the components of those investments, and so we've made that available. The second is really around addressing duplication and giving visibility into duplication. We're allowing agencies to dive into their data and identify and address duplication by reclassifying the things that we present and really showing duplication in the forefront. And others are on data quality. We have now inside government for CIOs new data quality reports, and we give them validation and warnings to prevent erroneous data from coming into the system. And so this is going to help around a lot of the data quality opportunities we saw in the past. And then the last is really around just more data and more tools. We have big plans here of opening up all this data to the public. And in this version 2, more data sets are now available. Things like trend data on investments, historical data, and all of that are available via XML and CSV feeds, so people can go in and download that stuff and do their own analysis on what they want to do. This helps CIOs not only engage with the data through their own tools, but lets the public go in and have just any freedom to look at these investments in their own way.
Let me go next level down. Dominique, talk a little bit about some of the new tools. One, in the accessibility of data, look into individual investments, the next level down. I've used the IT dashboard many times, and it seems to be pretty full of data. What am I going to see now that's going to be different?
One area where we've made huge improvements this year as opposed to the last budget year is we worked really closely with the agencies, part of the FY13 budget preparation process, to revamp the Exhibit 300s and 53s. So one area where we've really focused on is getting better insights into the actual projects that underlie these investments. Investments aren't always aligned one-to-one with projects. In fact, many times there are multiple projects going on underneath what umbrella investment. What we've done is we've broken apart these investments into their component projects and are requiring agencies to report each specific project and their cost and schedule performance down to the detailed activity level against each of these projects. So you can quickly pinpoint where any issues are in terms of performance on the development side. We've also been hearing for years from CIOs that, you know, reporting cost and schedule data against operational activities doesn't necessarily make sense. It's not an accurate way of really looking at operational performance. What we've done is we've peeled apart project side, so we're asking agencies just to report development activities against these projects and report any operational activities. So this is once a system is up and running, for example, how is that system performing against the metrics that it's laid out? So how's it performing against the performance targets? Is it doing what it was intended to do? There's a lot more clarity now within the dashboard to see the distinction between these two areas, and I think that's going to be huge for people who want a really quick view of an investment and see where the real issues are. Are the issues with the actual development work that's going on, the projects, or is the system just not doing what it's supposed to do?
Let me switch back to Steve for a second. You mentioned, Steve, in your opening comments about the data quality issue. It's been a big issue. GAO has reported it several times. You said CIOs now are going to be giving OMB or be giving the IT dashboard or vice versa data quality reports. Tell me about those.
So the IT dashboard itself will actually produce a data quality report to CIOs. Not only as they enter data in real time, will we do some things to validate and provide warnings if we suspect erroneous data coming into the system. But then at the end of the day, we actually produce a report that gives them a sense of their data quality. We've been vetting this and testing it with CIOs. We think it's going to be a great mechanism to address a lot of the issues we've seen in the past.
Dominique, can you give us a little bit of insight of how that tool works?
It's completely data-driven at this point. So we actually take their data and run it through a series of algorithms in areas. So large categories are, you know, is the data incomplete or inaccurate? One area where we've really been focusing is on modular development. We've been trying to push agencies to break up their projects into smaller pieces. So we have some metrics that look at the actual project data and identify where activities are exceptionally long or large. Data quality, number of contracts listed, number of awarded contracts, for example. You know, what's the match rate against USA spending? We also look at perfection. So if the data looks too good to be true, we're going to point that out. Again, we're not drawing conclusions that the data is necessarily wrong. Perhaps someone is running perfect projects out there, but we want to let the agencies know that we're watching this and the public's watching this. And if the data looks too good to be true, sometimes it is too good to be true. And then frequent rebaselines. You know, we'll point out to agencies when they've just changed their baseline several times over a short period of time. It's often an indicator of performance issues, but not always.
Steve, let me switch back over to you real quick. One of the things that the IT dashboard initially was put out was an oversight mechanism, both from a private sector one where you know vendors and others can come in for see information, look at what's going on, and then internally for agencies. How is version 2 going to be that much different than version 1 in terms of how agencies oversee IT projects?
There's a nice dovetailing here with not only the new features that are available, you know, the ability for the public to dive into individual investments that sit under those umbrellas, as we've discussed, the ability for us to go in and work on duplication. As you know, a big theme of my little over 7 months in the job has been focusing maniacally on duplication in government. This is going to give us a new lever to go and address that. Data quality, as you mentioned, is an important one, and I think the important process that happens here is that the IT dashboard isn't just the end of this. It actually becomes a tool that we use in process. So you can imagine if we see lots of erroneous activities or there's performance problems or other things that are coming up, even in data quality reports, that for us will raise flags to say, hey, maybe we need to go text at that investment or we need to go take a harder look at that. And so we're going to use this as a tool to kind of continue that and keep that going. And I think this is just going to give us improved visibility into places we should go and look. And then the ability for opening up this data to the public is an important notion to allowing people out there that want to dive in more specifically, use their own tools, pivot data in their own spreadsheets and things. We now give you that ability like never before, so you can actually look at the historical aspects. And I think that's a very important thing to do. Our vision there is that actually we open this up via an API, so you can actually write applications to actually go in and consume IT dashboard data, and that's coming.